This is KCUR 89.3. A few weeks ago, it came as a bit of a shock to many in the Kansas State House that the Department of Transportation can now borrow as much money as it wants, with no cap and no limit. Lawmakers made the change last session, but when KDOT quietly sold $400 million in bonds last month, many lawmakers and lobbyists said they had no idea the cap had been lifted. There were charges of backroom deals done in the dark of night. However, House Appropriations Committee Chairman Ron Reichman from Olathe told KCUR's Sam Zeff that everything was above board.
So I want to start with an editorial from the Garden City Telegram that landed on Christmas Day. Here's what the Telegram had to say. Kansas recently learned of a controversial change quietly tucked into a voluminous budget bill last session that gave the Kansas Department of Transportation unlimited authority to issue debt. Quietly tucked away. Do you agree with that?
You know, I don't agree with that statement. We've been transparent and consistent with this request from KDOT from the very beginning. In February, the governor had his budget recommendations, and this request was inside that recommendations. In February, it was talked to and debated in the Public Transportation Budget Committee, as well as the committee I chair and appropriations. This was back as early as February. In March, it was in the bill explainer to talk about the final budget, which we did vote on in June. And so there's quite a few months. This was inserted at the very beginning. It was debated in at least in the House, two different budget committees, and also in our Republican caucuses.
I talked to members of the Transportation Subcommittee on the Budget, moderate Republicans, Democrats. Nobody there remembers a hearing in which discussing lifting the cap was discussed. So where is the disconnect there? How is it that there are members, both Republicans and Democrats, who say, no, I don't remember that, but yet you tell me that that it was in fact a discussed in committee?
Well, it depends what committee. You know, the committees that I know it was discussed in is the Public Safety Transportation Budget Committee, which is separate than the Transportation Committee, and also in the Appropriations Committee. Those are two that I review the notes and have recollection of conversation, especially in Appropriations. I do remember the debate and when we did vote on the governor's recommendation and did concur with it.
But let me ask you this. Lifting the cap on how much KDOT can borrow, you would consider that a major change in the way KDOT does business, yes?
Yeah, the original language was to have 18% of the debt payment to be not to exceed 18%. And when the cap was lifted, it is now at 19%. The total debt payment is 19% of the revenues.
Well, that's a practical way. I mean, in fact, the legislation lifts the cap altogether, and there's no limit on how much KDOT could borrow.
Well, I would say the market still limits that. It's also a temporary 2 years. It's been lifted for 2 years. And I believe I know in a 17 the cap comes back on, and the KDOT will be well below the 18% at that point.
I want to go back to the transparency issue, and I have to say that I talked to a lot of Republicans, Democrats, lobbyists, none of whom remember any discussion taking place around raising the cap. Given that, would you say that maybe you and others in leadership could have done a better job in the transparency issue?
I think we could always do a better strive to be more transparent and more open.
So this charge of dark of night that you were trying to sneak this through because leadership knew that there were going to be budget shortfalls heading forward, you reject that out of hand.
I definitely reject that idea. Again, I think we were consistent and transparent, and we obviously can improve on that transparency, and I look for ways to do that.
Are you suggesting, is a better way of putting it, that members need to be more conscientious in the way that they do their homework?
Again, I look back at what we did do, and I'll try to find ways to improve on that going forward. But there's a lot going on for legislators, and it's unfortunate that some would say that. But if that's the reality that they're in, then that's their truth.
Representative Ron Reichman from Olathe, Chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.